Bulletin COP30 Brazil, information from the UN Conference for Climate Change.
The COP30 presidency shall grant direct access to traditional communities, family farmers, and quilombola communities. This engagement will be managed by the International Commission of Traditional Communities, Afro-Descendants, and Family Farmers, which was established by Brazil's federal government. Aniele Franco, the Minister for Racial Equality and leader of the commission, explained the importance of the group. She said, "The commission is essentially an effort to ensure that those who need it most are in the center of the negotiating table. Since 2023, I have said that we cannot make progress or any issue related to racial inequality in this country without listening to those who suffer the most. Therefore, it is crucial to include quilombola communities and Afro-descendant people who play a key role in preserving our planet in the commission and COP30. The committee will include representatives from 16 countries and receive technical support from the Ministry of the Environment and Climate Change. The International Commission of Traditional Communities, Afro-Descendant and Family Farmers is part of the Circle of People, an innovation of COP30 that encourages global collective efforts to address climate change. The Environment and Climate Change Minister, Marina Silva, stressed the importance of broadening civil society representation at COP30. The minister said, "The architecture of COP30 addresses the long-standing, widespread demand for participation. The creation of the Circle of People, the Circle of Finance, and the Circle of COP Presidents, and the Global Ethical Stocktake, collectively known as the Global Participation Circle, ensures that this desire for democracy is met and that we can defend and debate issues that affect us all." The first meeting of the International Commission of Traditional Communities, Afro-Descendant and Family Farmers will be held in Germany from June 6 to 26. With information from COP30, Rebecca Rodrigues.
Bulletin COP30 Brazil. Information from the UN Conference for Climate Change, a Brazilian presidency partnership of COP30 with the government radio agency. For more information, visit cop30.br.